Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Bill Duckenberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Duckenberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. And Bill, your website is smallbiz.org, right?
Right. Thank you.
That's where
you.
They can find your index. Folks, the index of small business optimism, as I've said before, is the gold standard for in the past, I've said it was the gold standard for small business sentiment. But I'm going to change it, but I'm going to start calling it the gold standard for economic sentiment.
There you go.
Okay. No, I'm serious. I think that's what we should be saying, because this is more reliable, more real world, more of what's really happening out on where the rubber meets the road, where people are buying and selling stuff. That's what I'm going to start calling it, and I think you should too.
Yeah.
And folks,
well, whatever's happening in the economy, our small business owners out there are feeling it.
That's exactly
right.
So
that's what we measure.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So congratulations, folks. You get this report every month, thanks to Bill, and as long as he keeps making it available to us, we're going to keep telling you about it. You can find the report more on our website. He's gracious enough to let us post it there. The summary, I should say. You can find the whole survey, though, all the numbers and all of his methodology and the summary there on his website, smallbus.org. Bill, let's talk about banks and credit and capital spending. It still looks like small business owners are spending some money on capital items, but they're still not borrowing money. Are they doing this from their retained earnings? What are they doing? Where are they getting the money?
Well, of course, they're borrowing some money. If you look at the capital spending numbers, they've been flat for years and years now.
Yep.
So that has led me to conclude that they're in maintenance mode. That is, if the roof leaks or if the equipment that they use in their business breaks, they'll replace it. But there's no expansion. So if you look at the percent of owners who say it's a good time to expand, it still stays in single digit ranges. Nobody thinks it's a good time to expand their business, and so that's a lot of capital spending is growing and building new buildings and those kinds of things, and that's mm-hmm. been very weak. That's what the Fed hoped would happen by lowering interest rates artificially and putting all that liquidity out there. They hoped that businesses would spend that on capital projects, which, of course, is very good for GDP and good for the growth and potential GDP, what we can make in the future. But instead, the big firms are holding tons of cash. They're using a lot of the cheap money to buy back their own shares,
right,
rather than build a building or buy a piece of equipment.
Or use the money overseas.
Right, yeah, or they hold it over there because the tax
right.
is so high
right.
to bring it back. Yeah,
yep.
So it really isn't happening. And so the banks are sitting there. When the Fed buys a bond from you, they give you money. You put the money in the bank. The bank wants to lend that money out, but nobody's interested.
We're not asking for it. That's right.
Yeah, we still have the highest percentage in the history of our survey saying, who wants a loan? What do I
right.
do with the money? I don't see the prospects for the economy aren't good enough to get me to bet my money.
Right.
The immediate future.
So let's talk about this from a sustainability standpoint, Bill. If businesses are growing a little bit, as sales and hiring and capital spending seem to indicate a little bit, that means, and they're not borrowing money, that means that more and more, maybe more than in my lifetime, in my career, businesses who've been deleveraging, who've been saving and tightening up, they're using more retained earnings. So what that does is that makes for a healthier small business sector, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, that's true. But what it does mean, of course, is that we're not growing it as fast.
All right.
As we used
no,
to
I
do.
Agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. But as we sit here, we don't have any. We don't have any more sick small businesses, basically, or not too many more, because they've already been washed out of the system. And we go. What we also have, if there's one silver lining in what we've gone through in the last 5 years, Bill, it's better operators, better managers. What do you think?
Well, that's true. You know, when you survived the worst recession, you know, since the Depression, why, you know, you did something right, and you learned how to do things right. You certainly are leaner and meaner.
And since there are fewer startups,
and
fewer businesses today than there were 5 years ago, 6 years ago,
right?
That should, when the economy picks up, that should be good news for the small businesses that are left. They're healthier, better managed, and fewer of them. What do you think?
If we can just get the economy to pick up, it'll be wonderful. Yeah,
and get Washington out of our way, no question about it. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Great job again this month. Come back next month, please.
Always. Thank you very much.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when he joined us. He's a great American, and I'm really proud to have him available. He makes himself available to you and me, and I hope you are too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.